Blog Talk Radio.
Because tonight you are going to play the music. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you had a great WrestleMania. Take it home!
Yo, only two matches made a star off and dangle. From the theme song all damn night long. Suitable sight, 16,000 strong. Woke up the next day, still humming a song. Say, holy shit, sucks, been so long. April 8th, 2013. What I heard, and I saw what I seen. Creative team failing, real fans said enough. Protest the sword, saying right set of stuff. Listen up to what your fans are wanting. Driving away, and nobody was stopping. Check your product and increase the rating. Same old crap, the consumers are paying. Get your attitude back, cause you suck since you lost it. Keep it real with the fans, the fake. Faucet, good talent, let with misdirection. Sign of the times, self-reflection. Can blame the world, I'm not mad at you, but you can't live your life without some character. I whip your ass in the ring, whip your ass.
Holler, if you hear me.
Okay, now that we're done with the whole Fandango bullshit, welcome to Juggler Battery with your host, Tavik, of course, get to the course, I can kill her, and, get his ass kicked.
All right.
Bullshit. But, anyways, I don't know, man, yeah, tonight's impact wasn't bad. But, Bully Ray is going to get his ass kicked by fucking Hogan.
Yeah, I can totally see that happening at Slammiversary or whatever way to go with it, which I think that's kind of the plan.
Even though he got his ass kicked by Hogan tonight.
But, I mean, it was actually kind of funny when he was doing the whole you thing that Hulk Hogan always does. And then he ran out of the ring like a bitch.
Well, he ran because of the fact Hogan was whooping his ass.
Well, of course.
And I'm still trying to figure out this goddamn computer.
Wow, get a new computer. Don't know how to use it.
not that. It's the fact that, apparently, somehow, I don't know how the fuck I managed this one. But, I zoomed in on the fucking soundboard. And I don't know how to fuck it. I don't know how I did it, and I don't know how to get the fuck out of it.
Ew.
Yeah. Let's try options. Menu bar. There we go. Tools. Edit. Ah, here we go. Zoom out. Oh, that didn't work.
Well, you're figuring this out. Do you want me to play a track?
I'll play a track. Since we didn't get to every single track up on the Rob Zombie album, we're going to go with We're an American Band.
We'll be right back.
We're Back. Man, I love that fucking cover.
Yep.
For those who do not know, the original version of that was actually done by Grand Funk Railroad. And it was a fucking amazing track then. And Rob Zombie just fucking made it 10 times better.
Yep.
But Spike's got a pretty good damn fucking movie going on. Like I said, I may guess he needs something since Bellator's not on anymore.
Yep. And I'm watching some commercial on whatever network. My TV's on. Not like it matters.
Well, I'm going to go to a nice long track and watch a little more of this fucking movie.
Okay.
At least, you know, so we get some more listeners or callers.
How about we go with, if I can get to it, Tech N9ne, Sega Bit 1 and 2 combined, because that's about 9 minutes.
Well, I'm already there.
Ah. I think it's my track.
Yeah. clear. You wonder why this woman packs the most fear. She keeps a broken heart and a 380 close near. From me to you, if you sense she's psychotic, better watch what you do. What they do? They say this psycho bitch was made from us. Psycho say they get things in but hate from us. Psycho from the angelic you rave in us. Psycho say the fuck away from us. Psycho.
Get it. You can make a penny of money to men's sentence. You can run a big ride just in the end sentence. What if she did? Maybe you better forget it. She's psycho like Michael. You might go wake up to knives and rifles. When your eyes close, she's liable. Like I know to move on you like Tavo. Even I know this Lajo. Like rivals, them turn you into Vavo. You're the daddy, you turn your back in the bitch tank with a blade up in your spinal. Should've listened to phone calls. Don't stop with them harassing threats. While the vision was them draws and me plotting on heaven's sake. Got me tripping, fist in a ball. I know something gonna happen next. I'll kill this crazy bitch and give her back the tank.
Nobody fucking tuned in or anything like that tonight. So I'm going to try to get somebody fucking called in or something.
Yeah, why don't you get that girl, whatever her name is.
Speedy?
Yeah, why don't you get her to it? You know, she won't say anything, which doesn't really help us in any way.
Nah, but you know what? It's a fucking caller.
Yeah, good point.
Man, what the fuck's up everybody in the goddamn pink moon bullshit?
I guess because of the new moon tonight, it's supposed to look pink or whatever. I have no clue. I'm not really paying attention to it. I don't really give a fuck. Even though Ghetto talked about it too, it was like, really? Do you even care about this shit?
Sounds fucking fruity to me.
It really does. I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about it. Like, oh, so it's once in whatever fucking years. Who the hell cares?
Well, it already happened anyways.
Yep. But now it's definitely over.
It's just something that's recorded.
I know that. Something with the eclipse of the moon tonight is like, well, I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, but I think the eclipse already happened.
Well, it was happening today. It definitely happened already. I just don't know exactly when. But it doesn't really matter. The one thing I can definitely say I am, I've been like bumping one track a lot by Mad Max recently, even though it's an old school track, but fuck life. That one, dope as fuck.
I have it. I think you should definitely bump some of the new Mad Max, man.
You will? He's definitely a dope as fuck artist.
By the way, he's got a new EP coming out, just so you know.
All right, cool, cool.
Let's see. Yeah, what? Let's go with a fucking storm track from Max. This is Roll the Next Blunt.
If me and Mad Max ever got in the same room, it'd be so smoky. Cause every time we get done smoking, one of us would just be like, roll the next one.
Let me get a bag, let me get a dust, let me get a light. Puff, puff, pass to the left, better get it right. We smoke trees all day, every single night. 10 minutes past, I'm higher than a space flight. Damn, I don't think that I can even see the ground. Roll another one of those, fucking and pass it around. So stoned and I don't know what's happening now. Let's just keep burning so we ain't gotta be crashing down. Every time it's safe, we stay lifted. Getting like Mono and Jayden, straight twisted. Got the tolerance for my pops, I'm so gifted. Man, this shit is perfect, what else can we mix in? Liquor, ecstasy, LSD, everything you got goes great with some weed. But it's really all that I need to ease my brain. Mary Jane is my favorite girl, that's why I'm saying roll the next blunt. I love that weed, I love that marijuana, so roll the next blunt. In the crib or in the cut, smoke spinning in my ribs and I'm living it up. I'm so focused when I'm twisting the Dutch, and when I'm finished, let me get a pick and flick it and such so we can puff. I'm a weed head professional, that's a fact. And even though I'm kinda broke, I still got half. In fact, I'ma spend about whatever just to get me sacked. No intentions of ever getting it back, gon' hit that. I don't trip when I smoke shit, cause it's all love. If you got some, have fun to the last one. If you half it or you match, that's what it is. Pass it, drag it, and watch it sizzle and fizz. When we smoke, we chill with the vibe. Like getting high, might get our mind right. So we gotta exhale, O's in the twilight, eyes in the sky, looking at the bright lights. Let's go the next blunt. I love that weed, I love that marijuana, so roll the next blunt. Pushing the boogie is all the same to me. I just take what I can get as long as no one is playing me. I know what I should get for a 20 and for a Benjamin. So if you're trying to short me, doggy, we can get it in. Sorry for the negativity, give me the blood bill so I can roll them both and chill. Slow floating in the zone and now I'm holding it still. When I exhale, you won't see no smoke revealed. I talk for real and I know the deal. Better get that. I don't trust a puff with any mismatch. If I never said you could, better sit back. Wait until it gets to a rope, you can hit that. I'ma laugh when you burn your lips and get pissed. And we rolling up the fourth and fifth. And you can grill all you want. We really don't give a shit, not even a little bit. Get your own pick, you can roll the next blunt. I love that weed, I love that marijuana, so roll the next blunt. I love that weed, I really truly do. Roll the next blunt.
And we're back.
Yep.
Man, we still ain't got nobody fucking tuned in tonight. What the fuck? Maybe the fucking Pink Moon made them all gay and shit, so not to tune the fucking.
Well, who knows?
That's okay. I'll just keep going into fucking music until we get somewhere. Yep. Even if it's ghetto.
Which will probably be like at 11 or like 12:45, something like that, right?
On him? You never know.
Exactly.
So let's go with KMK. Hold it in.
Take a massive hit. You know who that motherfucker is? Yeah.
Hold it in. Everybody gotta hold it in. Everybody gotta hold it in.
Whether you the floors are jumping. Blood is pumping, the beat's still bumping. Anybody wanna have a nerve luncheon? Bring your bong, your butt, and a good witness. Rip for rip, we do a marijuana fitness. Drop for drop, we gonna bubble that hash. Double up on the high with the party,
come on,
yeah.
Lift my ass, lift the bird, lift them better. The bat, matter of fact, we're setting records for sacks. I see some linebackers on all that track, yeah. Who wanna play with them on the fan team? Say, hit a brain from God, play this face, it sets your stuff away, and it's done, you're done. There's sun too long, and you might go blind. But smoking weed, and you find on the thing on your mind, it's a grind. And this is what you do when it's 420 time, you inhale.
Because I mean, I know I'm gonna go see the like low key show, whatever, like, you know, July 13th or whatever, they for Money in the Bank. But I kind of wish I was in the one going to the show that was in Massachusetts, which has Hightown Records, just to see, you know, those artists there, you know what I mean?
I know about Hightown Records.
Well, no, I mean, I wish it was like, I was at the show in Worcester, Massachusetts or whatever to see those artists.
Did you say Worcester?
Yeah.
It's not how you pronounce it. It's Worcester, not Worcester.
Well, I mean, still, but I mean, you get my point, though. I kind of like rather see those artists rather than, you know, some of the artists that are here from PA. I mean, even though some of them, you know what I mean? Like, some of them are like, you know, really cool with me. It's just, I'd rather, you know, see the other artists. But it is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, I'm in Colorado. I'd love to see Leprechaun on the stage, but, I mean, hell. I mean, at least there are some dope artists in each area. It's just, you know, it's whatever.
I think it's funny how people, you know, think Hightown is from Worcester. That's actually from Hyannis, not Worcester.
Yep.
But let's go with the track here. Maybe we could bring Ghetto G in if I play a Ghetto G track.
Good luck.
Let's go with something old. Let's go with Murder for Hire featuring Mike Wood.
Killing off anyone that I come across. I'm sick of this bullshit. Is that you? I smell your fucking pussy, weird bitch. What you doing already? Tell the three in the woods, hiding behind your house, murdering off a spell. So I cut your throat. Your level bull hubby paid me the loot. Now I cut you like a fucking fruit. Oh, I did not know you had a baby in your desk. Double points on my side. I'm a crazy dude. Pay me the money. Yeah, kill your honey. Both sing. This is funny, but before I kill her, I got her hopping like the Easter Bunny. Y'all over my dick. I slipped this bitch. Then I stick my dick in her cuz, getting up bloody in touch. I'm such a dick, I can give a fuck less. Fucking off dead bitches, cuts right up in the motherfucking chest. It's murder for hire, leave them dead in the ditches. Murder for hire, listen for the gunfire. Murder for hire, lighting them in the fire. It's murder for hire, bitch, murder for hire. It's murder for hire, leave them dead in the ditches. Murder for hire, listen for the gunfire. Murder for hire, leave them dead in the fire. It's murder for hire, bitch, murder for hire.
Let it be known that you ain't shit to me. Leave your ass in the past like military history. I'm always on point and sharp like a razor blade. After I'm hired for this murder, so paid. Running up in your crib, facing a bandana, peeling your wig back like a banana. I'm taking a sledgehammer to your fucking skull. Put you in an acid bath like you were a soul. I'll be that hitman at the rooftop. Wait till you walk by, then your head go pop. So many bags wishing death upon me. That's why I grab the straps and light them up like New York City. I'm like an animal wild in the wild. If the money's right, I'll kill a mother and her child. Got the world running fast like people to the border. There's no stopping me, there's no law and order.
It's murder for hire, leave them dead in the ditches. Murder for hire, listen for the gunfire. Murder for hire, lighting them in the fire. It's murder for hire, bitch, murder for hire. It's murder for hire, leave them dead in the ditches. Murder for hire, listen for the gunfire. Murder for hire, leave them dead in the fire. It's murder for hire, bitch, murder for hire.
Here comes up to be the vigilante. I do this shit for free, ain't gotta hire me. Hunting down my prey like I'm a motherfucking lion. Forever I stay and be a sane asylum. Gonna hunt you down, there'll be blood all around. Do without a sound, you will never be found. Buzzing up your soul, picking up my rants. And my knife, my favorite tool. My next Charles Manson is gonna make me rich. Gonna buy me
a mansion. I keep throwing fits, gonna have a temper tantrum. Don't make me crazy, even going to some babies like a dog without a leash. With motherfucking rabies, you're gonna go missing. Your blood is my addiction, like a snake I'm hissing. Pain, I'll be afflicting, better run for your life, cause I'm alive. Why? If you need someone dead, yo, you know who to hire.
It's murder for hire, leave them dead in the ditches. Murder for hire, bless for the gunfire. Murder for hire, lighting them in the fire. It's murder for hire, bitch, murder for hire. It's murder for hire, leave them dead in the ditches. Murder for hire, listen for the gunfire. Murder for hire, leave them dead in the fire. It's murder for hire, bitch, murder for hire. It's murder for hire, leave them dead in the ditches. Murder for hire, bless for the gunfire. Murder for hire, lighting them in the fire. It's murder for hire, bitch, murder for hire. It's murder for hire, leave them dead in the ditches. Murder for hire, listen for the gunfire. Murder for hire, leave them dead in the fire. It's murder for hire, bitch, murder for hire.
And we're back. Guess I was wrong. It didn't seem to work.
It's not.
I mean, I told Spaz to call in, but no, she don't respond.
Well, it's Spaz. What do you expect?
True. But no figure, I got a puff, so it's going to another track here.
Okay.
In this life
And we're back.
Yes. And I figured out that my one boy, whatever, like Green, whatever, that dude got locked up for 18 months. I wonder what the fuck he got locked up for, but yeah, who the hell cares anymore?
18
months.
So
my guess would be it's something to do with the prostitute.
Probably.
Knowing him, that's what it would seem like. Someone being a pimp or... I have no clue. I'm just taking a guess.
Yeah. Hey, those people fucking message me and, you know, turn up, you know, they're looking for somebody else.
I love those moments on Facebook with somebody messages you and they, oh, I wasn't meaning to talk to you, I was meaning to talk to blah, blah, blah.
Nah, because this dumb bitch goes, can you tell Jennifer Fulmar to text me? I don't even know who the fuck that bitch is. Wrong person.
One of my conversations are like, oh, like, you know, something that happens to something, like, oh, I mean, I meant to talk to this, blah, blah. Your name is just right there underneath their name. It's like, whatever, you know? And then me and that person get talking, and, oh, I mean, like, we talk once in a while now.
Yeah, but I wonder who the fuck this bitch is. I don't exactly know who the fuck is.
All I can say is I'm happy that I'm almost done with my semester of college here. Like, I have two more weeks and the final.
You're hurt. I'm fine. Just get in here.
I'm trying to find who the fuck this bitch is.
Yep.
Turn out this chick's not even a fucking let. So exactly how the fuck did she get out to my fucking shit? I've been getting pounded for 3 days. I'm my commanding officer. Got married away, but crazy. Man, answer me now. How the fuck... she doesn't look good either. So how the fuck did she... So how the fuck did she get added to my fucking friend list?
Well, I mean, don't you have, like, over 1,000 friends or whatever? Or, like, 5,000 friends or somewhere around there?
That's my personal page, not this page. I got, like, 1,811 people. But still.
He did the right thing.
I never added her, and apparently somehow she got added.
Oh, and wow, I just saw a post by Lori basically saying that apparently New Jersey banned pro wrestling. Oh, well.
Wait, what?
Apparently the state of New Jersey, they banned pro wrestling. Oh, well, I guess it sucks for New Jersey.
Jersey. I hate to break. Wait. I hate to break to you, it's not all of New Jersey. It's just one town.
Being an ex-quarterback, I know the importance of staying cool and relaxed. That's why I wear new relaxed-fit shoes by Skechers. Yeah, I have so much
better. Basically, like, one city in New Jersey is banning pro wrestling from happening there.
Shoes, relax, and Skechers. Domino's makes pizza faster. 30 minutes or less.
Pretty much.
Oh, well, whatever. That save price sucks.
And
so I texted Astomi because I was wondering why the fuck she had no Facebook page or whatever. I said, I'm committing suicide. Just can't, I just need to get some shit done and Facebook is a distraction. I was like, okay then.
Facebook login distraction.
I mean, if you read every single message that gets sent to you, then probably it is.
By the way, I hate to bring it to you all as well. They're not banning pro wrestling. It's Pro Wrestling Syndicate, which is a company.
Oh, yeah. I haven't really read the full article. I just read the New Jersey town bans pro wrestling. I didn't read the parts of that to come or whatever.
Yeah, it's Pro Wrestling Syndicate. It's a wrestling company.
So it's just basically like a small company, like ROH, basically, right?
A little bit. Plus, you could also go, I think.
WWE has never been a part of that company.
Yep. And the one thing that we can both agree on is that WWE and TNA definitely do good jobs of getting people from, like, ROH to put into, like, their next level, right?
Yep.
I mean, because ROH definitely, like, the, I don't know, what the hell would they call that? The, you know, developmental area, like, a good territory before they get to the major league. I mean,
even though ROH isn't a developmental territory, it's its own company.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they and TNA kind of use it as that. I mean, they got like some great talent from it, like Daniel Bryan and like CM Punk, right?
Not really, because you also got to think Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan came up when he came from ROH, but before getting to the WWE, he was a part of NXT. He was doing NXT, and NXT and FCW were the FCW is the same thing as NXT now, but pretty much that's the developmental company that WWE uses, whereas TNA, they use OVW. ROH is pretty much its own circuit for independent wrestling.
Well, I mean, pretty much, but I mean, it helped get, like, some guys known, like Samoa Joe, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk. I mean, it helped them get, you know, hype on their name and whatnot. Like, scout and all that. Which, I mean, all those guys are definitely amazing talents.
Not all of them.
Still, with that thing against CM Punk. Even though he definitely had that kick-ass match at WrestleMania, which was the best match on the card.
Nah. I think Lesnar versus Triple H was the best.
Well, I mean, you'll still agree that was definitely one of the top matches on the card, though.
Yeah, but it was predictable.
Well, I mean, of course, after, like, all the stuff he did to tick off The Undertaker, that was like, okay, like, there's no way in hell they're going to let him win after that.
He wasn't going to win anyways.
Well, I mean, but it definitely was a kick-ass match. We can both agree on that.
Yeah.
I even heard that they just basically didn't put him on the Raw after WrestleMania because they knew he'd probably get cheered like crazy, so they just didn't want him on that episode of Raw. The thing I'm trying to start to wonder is like, okay, I know that, you know, because I'm like hyped up for the pay-per-view. I'm about to go see whatever in July or whatever. And, like, I wonder who the hell's going to be on that card for, like, in the Money in the Bank match. It's like, well, probably that idiot Fandango and whatnot, but who the hell knows who else will be on that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I can definitely see, like, because that's mainly a match for, like, mid-card talent. Maybe one or two, like, I guess main events guys. But it kind of depends, like, who has a title and whatnot.
Yeah, I guess.
And how stale the feuds are and whatnot. Because, I mean, I could probably see something like Alberto Del Rio or, like, Jack Flair, one of those two guys in that match. And probably either Ryback or something like that, one of those guys in there. And, I mean, hell, if Punk is, like, 100% again by that time, because I know he just needs to take some time off to heal up, he would probably be in that match. But like, who the hell knows? They could put anybody in there. Hell, I mean, if we put Evan Bourne in that match, it'll be sick as hell.
I don't think Evan Bourne's coming back.
Well, I mean, you know, a high flyer like it.
Yeah, but we're going to go into the track, so let's go with some psychopathic attachment, man.
Off my neck, on my chain, that wicked bling all tatted on my skin. When I represent this hatchet man, I accomplish anything. I step up to the mic in them stage lights, they hit it right. Transform me from the ordinary zero into pimp type with nothing in my way. But a brighter day, I'm making history. With that running man up in my plan, my name won't be no mystery. Cause I got this shit on lock and you can put that on my hatchet. Just like death and fucking taxes, they gon' always be a psychopathic.
My hatchet hands swinging in the wind like some old dude's nuts. Look at it wrong, you best be throwing the things up. My hatchet, I sharpen that boy like regularly. You thought it'd be whistling, that's just how the fuck it's gonna be. Unless you in a juggalo or throwing that hatchet up, you might catch a knock. Ripping old school, the new juggalos don't give a fuck. No phosphorus needed to see what the fuck is going down. Yeah, you hold your shit up. We need you just like y'all need us too. Hold
we hold
up
around here.
We hold them up.
We hold them up.
Yeah.
We swing them side to side.
We hold our hats just high.
Yeah.
We hold them up.
Juggalo.
We hold them up.
Yeah.
We swing them side to side.
We hold them up around here.
Yeah. We hold them up.
Juggalo.
We hold them up.
Yeah.
We swing them side to side.
Blood, sweat, and tears. See the time we get down. As your man stands with lows and lefts on his chest. From all reaches of the planet, no damage to the way I rest. That's when the man had a plan for me. Yes, he stands for me. I'm a son on any side with me. Yes, he ran with me. Goddamn, I'm a fan of he. And every other motherfucker rapping when I see. Ready to bear the burden like Christ, spotlight upon it in the dead of night. Slice through the misguided barricades with this hot knife. Please excuse with the touch of right. Not a fad. Cause when he comes round, get him pissed. better lay down. My spit, I hope you like now. I represent the psychopathic sound.
What it means to me really don't matter to nobody but me. Really don't like where everybody can see, and everybody can even be everybody but me. Is it the power that we possess that'll make a motherfucker hate us the less? We wanna act like every other person and shun the rest. That's why the best wear a hatchet man in the middle of their motherfucking chest. Don't tempt to ever test unless you're wearing a vest. I suggest another thing less. But I rest my set, my heart. Don't question that or I'll wait in the dark. Wait for you and let the hatchet man spark. Listen up and let the big dog bark. Hatchet in the air from the motherfucking start. For that I'll put a big ass hole in your heart.
Watch me shine from my feet to my head. It ain't gotta be platinum or white gold. As long as it's on my chest, I'll rock a plastic one. But it gotta be the little man that runs with the hat. And I wish somebody would try and take it from me. Leave the sidewalk, bloody, get your mind right, homie. And if you didn't know that there's a whole squad of us ganged up, mobbed out, wearing hatchet man.
If you could hold a hatchet in your hand and run a 1,000 miles an hour, you would turn into diamond and then experience the power of belonging to this team. Beaming strong with super gleam, crawling up from out the dirt like hidden treasures never seen. Fish would fly, never seeing eye to eye. Some fools would fight me, now I celebrate under the moon with 50,000 like me. And one day I'ma look back at what this hatchet man has done. Laying on my deathbed, I'll pass it on to my grandson.
Whatever it took to come up and get down in the underground. Now my sound's got a mean cleave, my hanging on the side of my flow. And I'm labeled a juggalo by the hands who know I'm a hero to some and a villain to others. But that's the way the game go, never be the same. So my blood flows thick through the veins of the motherfuckers bumping as I feel this pain. Now it's more than a charm and a chain in the lyrics to the song that they learn to sing. It's in the heart every time that it beats. With a label from beneath the streets to keep it hardcore like concrete. Every time you speak, if you ain't down with the motherfucker,
that's your man.
And we're back.
Man, I think it's time I started promoting in groups again, just because of the fact, I don't know, we shouldn't have listeners up then.
Yep.
Oh, joy. Low-key, I had to make it one of his groups.
Probably the thing to promote for the concert tour that he's going on or whatever.
They call it a tour. That's what it is, but I'm leaving the group.
I don't want
to be a part of any other groups at the moment. I keep getting added to all these goddamn groups.
I can understand that.
But, fuck it. At least we can get some motherfuckers tuned in here.
Yeah.
Without it, I've been fucking posting all fucking this entire time.
Well, apparently Goji's not a listener. Because he's tuned in now.
What up, Ghetto?
What are you talking about? I'm right on time.
Yeah, right on time for, Ghetto G time.
Either way you want to say it, I'm on time.
Well... at least, at least someone's here to save you from curse.
Nobody's here.
Oh.
Same as pretty much every other night. Adam's not here. And busy, nobody else is here. I think Big Homie dropped the brick on his foot, so I don't think he can call back in anymore.
Big Homie, man. I think he might be stuck posting up underage girls online.
I think that's it.
So, I take it, boy, he's fucking Chris Penman now?
I'm just saying, man, if you look at those pictures on his little page there, man, them girls look a little young. You know what I'm saying? Except for, like, maybe one or two.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Well, those are the decent ones that I think are legal anyways.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, they do look fucking young as all hell.
So is your moon pink?
Oh, don't give a fuck.
Wow.
It was funny. I was actually by a phone booth where there used to be, a phone in it. I wanted to take a picture of it, but I just didn't.
You should have
wait.
Should have took a picture of that, man. Sent it to Big Homie.
Yeah.
I'm going to be around the same area, in a few days anyway, so... I'll take a picture of it and say, they tag Big Homie. So,
but
this is what you use until you use a brick.
But, Chris, I believe he asked that, if your moon was pink as well, and you respond with, I saw that used to be a fucking phone booth.
I don't know about the moon. I haven't been paying attention to it. I don't really give a fuck about it.
Jeez.
I'm sorry, but I don't care to see a pink moon now or ever.
Wow. Well, what was your favorite subject in school?
My favorite subject? Science. Sometimes.
Science, and here you are saying, fuck this.
Well, that's
nice. You don't care about lunar eclipses?
No. Then again, I was more interested in, studying anatomy with my partner.
Yeah, see, that's what you do in your private time.
Yeah.
you could simply explore the anatomy while watching the lunar eclipse. Bitches love that shit.
Well, of course they do. Damn bitches.
Crap.
Jeez, I feel like I'm back in that status conversation between TNA versus WWE. Here I am standing alone where I'm the one for WWE, you guys are for TNA.
So, Ghetto Man, did you enjoy that link I sent you?
I enjoyed the one photo I clicked on, but then got mad because I couldn't save it.
you can't save it. I know what the hell.
It's kind of like what they did with the Divas on WWE.com. You can look at the pictures, but you can't take them.
Yeah.
So then you gotta go find them on Google.
That works. And I think Christy Hemme needs to go back into wrestling. As she wrestled.
I don't even remember her ever wrestling. I just remember her coming in, getting a Playboy deal, doing a Playboy and leaving, and then showing up in TNA.
And having an episode in TNA.
No. Of course Chris noticed that.
Well, of course.
Of course.
You sure it was a nip slip? You sure she didn't do it on purpose?
I think it was a nip slip.
I think you're an idiot.
Jeez.
Well, speaking of which, let's listen to her something. Let's listen to one of her tracks from her band.
Oh.
Yes, Christy Hemme has her own band called Hemme.
Why?
I don't know.
That's an awesome name. Apparently Havoc loves that band.
So Havoc, we found your new video game that you're going to love.
I already told him about it.
Yeah, so did he love it then?
Oh.
Oh, he loved it so much that he won't buy it. And he actually corrected me when I said it was released in 2012 and said no, it was released in 2010. I'm like, well, apparently you played it if you know when it was released.
I've never played it, but, you know, there were, you know, of course, ads for it and shit and commercials for that crap.
Who the fuck saw those? I didn't.
I did.
Worst game of the year.
I was just flicking through fucking games and shit, man. I saw that. I was like, what the fuck is Naughty Bear?
So here is
it looks so stupid. It might be fun, but it's still stupid as fuck. I wouldn't ever buy it.
It's probably as bad as, like, they got a game where 50 Cent goes to the Middle East.
I think that could probably be better.
Like, who thought that idea up?
50 Cent, probably.
Like, somebody left a comment on it, like, man, he was having enough trouble selling his shitty music in America. But that is a little weird, seeing a rapper, you know, go to the Middle East to, like, you know, fight at war with a bunch of people.
Until you lose every single time they fight at war with them?
And of course get shot, like, 9 more times?
Like, this motherfucker got, like, a a fucking rocket launcher and shit.
What the fuck? That's not even realistic.
Like, come on, man.
If you had a rocket launcher, you'd probably shoot himself in the head with it. That'd be realistic.
No, see, that's something he should have rapped about, was that video game. But...
But instead, he decided to rap about fucking being a wankster.
No, he's rapping about other people being wanksters.
Oh, you know what? He falls under that category.
Of course.
I don't know, man. I actually liked 50 Cent's first album.
And of course, you know, he rapped about again taking people to the candy shop.
Hey, man, that's my jam. Don't you dare hate on that song.
I do start rapping about taking men to the candy shop.
Because we went to this haunted place this one time or whatever, and it was all quiet and shit, and a bunch of people in the car. And that song just happened to be on the radio, you know, when I paused everything. And then I was like, do you hear that? They're like, what? Then I turned that on real loud. Take you to the candies. They're like, what the fuck?
Only Ghetto G.
Hell yeah, man. That song's dope.
You know what's dope? It's a track that we should play a second time. You know, we already played it once today, but we'll play it again. Rob Zombie's cover track of We're an American Band.
Yes, we must.
We must. I'm sure Ghetto G remembers Grand Funk Railroad.
Just play the song.
And we're back.
Woo!
Yay! Nobody tuned in.
Now try to get the
okay, Ric Flair and Special Ed, shut the fuck up.
Listen here, foreigner. Go back to your country.
Who the fuck you getting lippy with?
Both of y'all. God damn, why the fuck did I just sound country? What the fuck?
This nigga got a death wish, man.
Alright, those. But just because it's like you went country.
Don't do it.
Please don't do it.
Don't do it. Okay, well, Chris, you get 5 minutes in the box.
Oh, do that. That's fine.
Yeah, nah, man, fuck it. I try to get Speedy to win, but she goes, I am not home tonight.
Okay. She must be, with how she puts it, with her friends. Man, talking to that chick, too, man, it's like pulling teeth.
It really is.
It's like, so what do you like to do? I don't know. And she's completely obsessed with that fucking tongue smiley face.
Yeah, I hate that stupid shit. Hogan, you know, the fact that apparently Twisted are no longer drug lords, they're posers.
And who said that?
Somebody on fucking Speedy's page. Okay, because of the fact they posted up a picture of Twisted, and then someone Justin Sane goes, got this one on my profile pic, but it's still fucking off, and whoop, whoop, I'm saying, dude, and the other goes, whoop, whoop, for what? They're not even drug lords no more, posers.
You see that, man? It's not even like ICP hating or anything. It's just all these, quote, quote, juggalos.
I know.
Why do people feel the need that they gotta say stupid shit like it?
Because they're fucking stupid.
It's like, can't you just, you know, listen to music and just shut the hell up?
Apparently not. I mean, at least the one dude fucking responded saying yes, they are, just because they're not, just because they left Psy, that don't mean shit. Psy, heavily promoted Cole187. Cole 187 ums. My question is, why the fuck is there an after his fucking name? Cole 187 ums!
I have no idea.
Why can't it just be Cole 187? It said, but that's the ums after it. But anyways, new LP and put fuck all promotion into Twisted Abomination and Cole 187 ain't even a drug glove. He just got signed because Psy.
No,
make money.
No, because Violent J's a big fan of him.
Yeah.
That's why he got so hot.
Yeah, but the fact that people are out there saying that, you know, Twisted ain't juggling anymore is because of the fact they're non-psychopathic, fuck the fuck off.
Yes. I don't know, man. People have been saying that for a while, man, ever since it happened.
Yeah, they're fucking retarded.
Like, you got that going on, and then you got the whole potluck KMK thing going on.
Yeah, that's who you know, that, you know, just because of that fucking something's getting up saying KMK is not stoner.
Man, that's probably what they were telling to, like, Potluck or something, saying they were posers and shit. They really don't, you know, they're not really big hip potheads or something. You know, that's probably what they meant.
Probably.
You know, next thing we know, man, we're just going to have strange music fighting with each other. just out the blue.
Yeah, Tech Nine versus Calico. Calico versus fucking Cutone. And fucking and out of nowhere, they all just turn on fucking Mayday.
Oh, they should turn on them anyway. Regardless.
Man. The underground's going to shit.
Well, yeah. That happened a long time ago. mainly whenever, like, there was a million underground rappers.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's even worse because you got fucking versus Leaving Psychopathic, KMK versus everybody on their label. Man, that's going to be strange for the Tech Nine versus his artist.
Well, here's a good time for Psychopathic to work more with Jump Steady and Jump Steady's daughter.
Yeah.
You know, that girl got to be, how old is she now? She got to be pretty old now, right? So.
I don't even know how old she was when she did that fucking track.
Well, man, she's a fucking kid, obviously. But, they should just, you know, sign her or whatever and make her the first female. You know what I mean? Give her an album.
Agreed.
Instead of fucking Sugar Slam and Legs Diamond and them, man, they don't need a fucking CD.
They really don't.
Like, just play the guitar, man. Do that shit.
Yeah, they won't do it.
Don't put out a whole fucking album by yourself. Have we learned nothing from Cold 187?
Apparently not.
Well, you learn anything from Cold 187 is how to suck at music.
They had to bribe people just so they would buy that album.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'll pay you $25 if you buy his album for $20. So you get a $5 profit.
No, it's more like they offered like a bunch of free shit, you know? Although, if you didn't get that deal, it was a pretty good deal, though, man. You know, the bandana they gave was pretty sweet. They gave the Cypher CD. Now, all the people on the Cypher are no longer on Psychopathic. So. So that's definitely a plus right there. You know, you got some rare shit.
Yeah. Really rare.
Yeah. You throw it right up there with the very first Most Tasteless that people are selling for like $100 on eBay. Here's another thing, man. Why the hell are people selling, like, booklets out of, like, video game cases? Like, it's just a booklet, and they're fucking selling it.
I don't know.
That's stupid as fuck. It's like, I have this booklet from this game. I do not have the game anymore, but I have the booklet.
Why the fuck would I want to buy the booklet?
You can buy it for $5. Like, I'll pay you $500 for that booklet. Like,
I saw the game on there, whatever that I was looking for, and I was like, all right, that's real cheap, and it was just a booklet. I was like, the fuck? What good is that going to do me?
Are you any good, period?
Like, let me read this booklet, and then that'll be it.
I know
yeah.
That X is gas, or some shit like that.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, so that's how you shoot, huh? Oh, well, that's great.
So that's how you drive a car in this game. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, people are fucking ridiculous.
Yo, did you know there's a bonus track on fucking Final Fantasy Volume 3?
On what?
Final Fantasy Volume 3.
I don't fucking remember.
There's a bonus track. Track 16 is 8 minutes and 57 seconds long.
Ain't that Superstar or some shit?
Nah, Take Me Home.
I don't know. I have the damn CD, so I obviously must have heard.
Yeah, it turns out the bonus track actually features Sammy.
Which is on, it's on Sammy's song, too.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, the fact that, you know, she's got, like, her own verse for the, for the bonus half of that track. It's, it features Von J and Shaggy Tito's family.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, but I didn't really realize that she had a third track out then.
The hell's the other one?
She did,
Oh, yeah, Battlefield. That's what it is.
Yep, Battlefield, Sammy Song, and then like the bonus track, or the hidden track, I should say, on Final Fantasy Volume 3.
Man, I think I've heard it, man. I don't know. It's just not really clear right now.
What?
So how you feel about this ICP tour coming up, and apparently it's going to be a bunch of Rare songs?
Oh, yeah, so Rare, you know, we've heard it before.
So when they say Rare, what the fuck does that mean?
Maybe it means tracks off of, well, I guess, you know, for the new Juggalos, I guess, you know, it might be tracks of, like, you know, Carnival Carnage, Ringmaster.
Wouldn't that have been the old shit tour?
Yeah. You gotta remember, there's a lot of Juggalos, quote unquote, who, you know, are just now becoming quote unquote Juggalos. I don't even know about Carnival Carnage and shit like that. All they know about is Bang Pow Boom and Muddy Death Pop.
Yeah, those are the sad people. They tuned in at a very bad time.
They really did. You can't have these motherfuckers don't even know about fucking Jump City. All they know about Jump City is a port of fucking Legs Diamond fucking shit with Ron J's wife.
Man, fuck that CD. Must have been smoking crack while making that.
Okay, so. They probably were. But, there we go. This is ICP, Take Me Home. I'm going through the entire track, so that way we get to hear everything.
Jeez.
You know, the irony of life is that you have, like, this big dream to get where you want to be. But once you get there, you start to dream about where you came from. I guess that's the part of the circle of our lives, like the hands of a clock going round. If only we could wind them back and return to a time when the dream began. It's all too soon that all will be is a dream in someone's mind.
Look at me, I'm famous, on top of the world. I finally reached the big time. I'm a superstar. Stand up, step back and take a look. Is this really what I had in mind? White paper, and with a whole book of memories.
my old health back.
Until, you know, 6 minutes and 9 seconds, that's when the fucking bonus track, well, pending track kicks in.
Yep.
So, Chris, what are you planning going back to your country?
What the fuck are you talking about? This is my country.
You know, to have tea time with the Queen.
And the faggot.
Why would
what
I...
What up, everybody? I'm chilling here with Samantha.
Hi, guys.
And I bet you wonder how we like to do things around here. Well, we like to do them with family.
We're family.
Family.
on this track. This is Rob rolling strong on a group attack. Samantha's my daughter, my mom is my mom. Nancy's my wife, cause she is the bomb.
Hey, don't forget about me on this roll call.
Joe is my brother who is standing tall. Together there's power from our unity, and I feel blessed to have my family.
He's Jewish.
What is that gonna do?
I don't know if I could send them back to fucking where the hell they came from.
Oh, yeah? Come on, Havoc. Where did they come from?
Poland?
Poland? That would be Polish people.
Okay, fine. Jerusalem.
Close enough, yeah.
You are a dumbass. Where did Jewish people come from? Polish? And fine, take it to immigration. Let them see that I was born in the USA.
USA. USA. USA.
Kind of like when they were chanting USA for Alberto Del Rio in WWE.
Immigration. Immigrate.
Wait, so Chris, exactly when were they chanting USA for Alberto Del Rio?
Let's see. When he was facing Jack Swagger at WrestleMania, they were chanting USA? Even though he was the immigrant from Mexico?
No, man. That wasn't the match they were doing that in. You were even at this damn event.
Oh, yeah, that episode of Raw and Philly. They were chanting USA for him. Still.
Who the fuck was in the match? Wasn't it like Cesaro?
It was Alberto Del Rio and that one guy. I don't even remember the fuck his name. He sucks so bad at wrestling. The guy from like Poland or whatever.
Yeah, we just said his name.
Switzerland.
Yeah, that dude. That bitch.
Yeah, Cesaro. Yeah, during that match, they were chanting it. Come on, motherfucker.
The USA was Antonio Cesaro versus Alberto Del Rio. When nobody's from fucking USA.
Motherfucker was live for this shit.
I was just shaking my head saying jackasses during that whole chant.
You were trying to be a jackass during the entire event.
No, I was saying jackasses because why are you chanting USA when nobody's from fucking USA in the match? That's just stupid as fuck. But then again, I can see Havoc doing it easily.
Well, I mean, Chris, hello. It kind of makes sense for them to, you know, to chant USA, since, you know, Cesaro had the U.S., you know, had the U.S. title.
But that's stupid. You realize that, right?
That's really stupid, considering he's a heel.
Considering the fact, you know, they're chanting USA for the serious simple fact, they hate fucking Cesaro.
Chanting USA for a guy that's holding the United States Championship and he's not even from
because
the USA.
Because they hate him. That makes no sense whatsoever.
You know, I mean, at least
Kofi
Kingston.
They have a second try at this, Havoc.
At least Kofi Kingston got the Intercontinental.
Yeah. Wait, no. He's got the U.S. title.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah. Well, whatever the fuck. I don't even know what that was going
on. Nobody cares about the mid-card titles anymore.
I forgot Kofi beat Cesaro.
I never beat by a U.S. person.
I think I was thinking the last time when he beat The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, Chris, you know, Kofi Kingston isn't from the U.S. either.
No shit.
Africa.
What are you talking about? He's fakely from Jamaica.
Fakely from Jamaica, but he's really from Africa. I remember that whole thing. From Jamaica. Kofi Kingston. Hey, mom.
And then they had him talk, so, like, you know, clearly we knew he wasn't from Jamaica.
Like that.
They fucked that all up.
They really did. It was so horrible, but yeah, it was so funny at the same time.
I bet they felt real swole about that.
I'm trying to figure out how old Samantha is.
Well, then Google it.
And I did.
It don't bring up her age.
So, are you saying Google doesn't know all?
Yes, I'm saying,
wow.
Yes, I'm saying Chris is in the wall.
Damn it, get your...
I didn't know I was Google, but thank you.
Get your father on that, kid Google.
I don't give a fuck to look on that shit. I'll let Havoc look it up.
He said he's more of a Bing guy.
What the fuck is Bing?
You're kidding, right?
I don't use that shit. Someone's telling me up I use Google.
It's another search engine.
Yeah.
Oh, one of those stupid TV commercials that nobody gives a fuck about.
Yes, the Bing It On Challenge. I don't know, sometimes Bing gives you results that you don't usually get on Google.
Yeah, this is true. I might actually might try that one. Next. Because all this thing brings up, same thing that it says everywhere. I mean, I found a Facebook thing. It's the same thing that it says on fucking Wikipedia. Rob has a daughter named Samantha, but this isn't going to tell you exactly how old she is.
I guess they don't want you to know.
Apparently not. Because of the fact they're probably afraid that if we mention her age, that fucking Chris Pendleton might, you know, might try going out there. <her.
laughs>
Sorry, Jump. You got a pedophile to your daughter.
Probably like the damn people are probably looking at Eminem's daughter since she grew up.
Wait. When was okay? Master of the Flying Guillotine. That was originally released in what year? 2010.
No.
A Jump City. That's when it was released.
Come on, it didn't come out in 2010. Could have been longer than that.
2005.
Sounds more reasonable.
Okay, so Samantha was 10 when she did Battlefield. So she's gonna be about.
Fuck if I know. That's a great age. What year was that track released in?
2005, genius.
2005, so that would mean she's about 17 or 18 right now.
And no Havoc. You cannot be in love with her.
Probably is already. So it's too late. I feel sad for her.
Well, of course not, Ghetto. No one's ever seen her. No one's ever seen her.
Nobody's ever seen her?
Oh, well, you don't have a picture of her or anything like that.
I'm sure her dad's seen a picture of her.
You're an idiot. I mean, you know... Other, you know, other than her dad, dumbass.
Her mom.
Her grandma. Her grandpa. Her uncle. Her aunt. Her family.
Okay, Ghetto. Have you ever seen a picture of Samantha?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm not gonna ask Chris because you know he's not even a juggalo.
You can ask him though.
Okay, Chris, have you ever seen a picture of Samantha?
What Samantha? I've seen pictures of many Samanthas. It's a very common name.
I'm talking about Jump City's daughter, dumbass.
I have no clue who the hell that Samantha is.
Speaking of which, though, I did find that picture of Dogface Bitch, though.
Nice.
You should post it up on Facebook.
She's kind of nude.
You should still post it up on Facebook.
So I don't think Facebook would like that.
Well, make a fucking like page then, fool. And put it up on there.
And for what? So you and Chris
can see how nasty she is.
And give people nightmares.
They can make a lot of people puke who like the like page.
I can just imagine what she looks like now.
Not even worse.
But yeah, Chris, the guy that was complaining about that picture, man, he actually apologized.
Oh, what a bitch.
After he sent me a message saying that I need to quit something and I need to grow up. So then I was like, man, the picture was taken down yesterday, so you cried enough that Facebook took it down.
Wait, what happened?
I don't know. A long time ago, at this one party, this dude, he got real drunk, and my friends kind of, you know, put makeup on him, and all his shit, while he was passed out in front of the toilet. And I happened to pose in some pictures. So I posted that one up, you know, years later here. And he got mad about it. He said it was very inappropriate. Which,
wow.
Which there was nothing wrong with the damn picture at all, really, except the fact that he had makeup on and he was drunk. Passed the fuck out.
My question is, did anybody, you know, draw like a dick on his forehead?
No, but they shaved a bee into his chest.
What the fuck is a bee supposed to be for?
Because his name's Blinky.
Ah.
Because he got this weird, twitch thing that he does.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Nobody ever liked that kid. But then, he went away for a while, whatever, and then after high school and all that shit, then he came back and he had all these mall rat friends. It's mainly just because he got into drugs real heavily, and, you know, I guess that's what made him friends.
Probably.
Yeah, he's just a short, fat-ass motherfucker that does a lot of drugs.
Okay, Chris.
He's not short nor fat.
No, but he does do a lot of drugs.
What drugs?
I don't know. He could. We don't know.
Exactly.
I mean, the most they do is drink, but that's not a drug, really.
Well, clearly.
Well, I'll see that. Thanks for putting out that obvious fact there, Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, you can count it as a drug, but then again, I don't really consider it one.
Come on, we're not talking about you drink it with females, where you slip a little something extra in there.
But how about the fact that Chris, you know, didn't know where to get fucking roofies from?
Well, well, I don't know. Does your local pharmacy sell Rufalin?
Not that I know. The thing is, I don't really go to a local pharmacy. I have a clean bill of health.
cruising ain't got nothing to do with a clean bill of health, motherfucker.
Wait, what did he say? What? Did I miss
that? I have a clean bill of health, so somebody goes to the pharmacy. And Harry's laughing because he doesn't think I have a clean bill of health.
No, dumbass. I was going to say, you think you need to have a clean bill of health to go to a fucking pharmacy.
I have nothing wrong with me. I have good immune systems, so I don't really have to go to a pharmacy.
You know that they still, like, cough syrup and shit there, right?
And,
you know,
but
you know,
they also sell
wait,
supermarket I go to.
Wait, and you know if you know, like, if you go to, like, a Rite Aid or something like that, you know, even a CVS pharmacy, they also have other things, too, like gum, drinks, toys, and songs and shit like that, too.
Not in this state.
The fuck? What the hell do they got in Philly? What the hell?
Basically all the pills and shit.
They got a bunch of abandoned buildings and then the Philly cheesesteak place.
Well, numerous places with Philly cheesesteaks.
I'm sure there's one specific place there that people would know.
It's kind of the places. Depends on whatever you want.
Think about Kirkman, you know, you can go to a pharmacy for a fucking, you get a pack, you know, buy cigarettes, you know, fucking ass paper.
Ass paper? What the fuck is that?
Well, I mean, come on, Ben. I mean, like, what else do you use fucking toilet paper for? You know, other than to wipe your fucking ass with.
You know, you could blow your nose.
You call it ass paper. I call it toilet paper.
You could.
Weird shit that you learn on Circle Right Radio.
Well, you never really answered my question. So do they sell Ruflin in the pharmacy?
Hell if I know. I don't ever go to the pharmacy because I don't need to.
That's not what I'm asking you. I didn't ask if you had some fucking problems and you needed to go get some pills.
No, I said I do not know because I don't go to the pharmacy.
Because he doesn't need to. He has a clean bill of health. Oh, shit. Okay, Chris, do you not have a CVS or anything like that where you are?
Of course there's stores like that.
Have you ever gone into one?
I have, but I don't really pay attention to what the fuck's in it because I don't really need to.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Unless it's something like something wrong with, you know, when
he's,
I'm
he's
engaged my nephew.
He's invincible, man. He's immortal. He'll never die.
Of course. I'm never going to die.
Wait. So, Chris, so, you know, like, if you were to, you know, fucking drop the, I don't know, statute of limitation on you, would you, you know, walk away?
Did you say drop the Statue of Liberty on him?
Yes.
Good luck picking that up, motherfucker. Motherfuckers.
Then it will just crumble. It will just crumble on him, and he'll stand back up and walk away.
Of course. Some godly. Motherfuckers. I have to imitate Adam.
And now he's slowly turning into Adam. Now there's something wrong.
Pretty much.
Okay, Chris, you have a mission now. Go to the local CVS and ask them for a roofie.
I'll pass on that shit.
Well, I mean, come on, man. Like, you know, just so that way you can find out if they sell it or not.
I think they probably don't because that's an illegal drug.
Yeah, most CVS. Yeah, I mean, you would think most of them you would still have them, you know, behind the counter, right?
Well, probably, but still.
Oh, Chris, the fucking town you're in is completely useless.
Pretty much. I mean, they do have the Philadelphia Flyers.
This is true.
Well, I mean, the sports teams are pretty much useless in Philly, so I don't really pay attention to them.
Yeah, and then they have you, the music artist.
It's a good thing they have the music artist.
Well, the one thing I can say that you can agree that Philly had was ECW.
Well, that's no more.
Yeah.
It is no more because they tried to recreate it, which is stupid as fuck. But they wouldn't even let them go and do their normal shit.
Hell, man, if I would have watched it, man, I would have seen fucking Kelly Kelly naked every week. I would have liked it, too.
Yeah, but you know what? The only reason why he likes it is because of that ECW gave him CM Punk.
No, I'm talking about the original ECW, not the crap WWE one.
We know what the hell you're talking about there, Chris. I'm just saying, you know, the only reason you actually like the other one is just like, you know, saying that CM Punk has a ECW mentality. It's complete bullshit.
Well, then, why the hell did he wrestle when he was injured?
Why did he wrestle when he was injured?
Dude, that's not a fucking ECW mentality.
That's more like, get the fuck out there. You're not getting paid.
Even though you signed a contract and you have this money guaranteed, you're not getting paid unless you wrestle this match.
Exactly.
But, yeah, when you sign a contract, you get paid the money regardless.
No.
Actually, yes. I have a sister who's a lawyer. I know this shit. So you can shut the fuck up before you sound stupid, Havoc.
Chris, they don't get paid unless they wrestle. You realize that, right?
I mean, of course he was wrestling, but, I mean, he wrestled when he was injured. Which not every wrestler does that.
So Kurt Angle wrestled with a broken freaking neck.
Exactly.
And so did Chris Benoit.
Ooh, who's that?
I don't know. Some dead dude who killed his family and then himself.
Was he that ghostly figure in that video I saw on YouTube?
I believe so.
Man, it was funny, man, that damn thing whenever it's a celebration between Chris Benoit and Eddie Guerrero. They completely made them all black, and somebody commented, Noom Saibot?
Oh, man. I got this. The W's going to shit. I mean, come on. I'm enjoying
it. Wait. Did you just say the W's going to shit?
I think you did.
Yes, I'm turning into John Laurinaitis, the WWE Universe.
Why the hell can't people say WWE?
I don't know, ask John Laurinaitis.
Dude, nobody could say it.
Hey, John Laurinaitis only knew how to say, People Power! And horribly wrestled John Cena in the main event at a pay-per-view which should never have been the main event. Which Havoc even agrees with because he's pissing.
I mean, come on. Look at fucking Edge. Edge fucking wrestled the fucking, I don't know, like fucking shit, fucking a goddamn concussion.
Well, how does Edge fit into People Power and John Laurinaitis?
Parker, the fuck you...
He He only fit in the Vicky Guerrero.
That's unfortunate.
But no, he fits in because of the fact, you know, you were talking about CM Punk, you know, wrestling when he's injured. Then, you know, you gotta look at, look out.
And then you were talking about John Laurinaitis. I said people power just to be a dumbass.
But if you,
if you think about
that, man, freaking Vicky Guerrero has had as much action as AJ.
Pretty much. But at least Vicky Guerrero did not win and lose the best kiss of the year.
She was with Edge. She kissed the Big Show.
Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's the biggest whore in WWE?
But she's so fucking gross, man. They all made out with her.
That's one thing I'm shocked with.
Let's you know, Chris is going to kiss her.
Nope. I'll leave that to Ghetto G because that's his ex-girlfriend.
Well, then wouldn't I have already kissed her?
You avoided. Because you're not like kiss that bitch.
So you're saying I dated a girl, but I didn't kiss her.
Exactly.
I guess
she's a nasty bitch.
The fuck did we do?
You gave birth to fucking Hornswoggle.
Man, that's like the fourth person.
Wow.
Oh, Ghetto, man, how do you feel about Hornswoggle being your son?
He's my illegitimate child.
Just like he's this McMahon's illegitimate son.
No.
So wait. How could he be my kid? Vince McMahon's kid? Fucking Mae Young's kid?
Three times.
Chris, that'd be a foursome.
Wait, hold on.
How would that be a foursome?
first, it would have been, you know,
Mae Young.
Hornswoggle's mom, you know, the birth of them, okay? And then...
Explain how does the foursome havoc. I want to hear this explanation.
And then, I guess, I don't know, Vince McMahon knocked somebody up and he was born again. And then Mae Young got knocked up by Sexual Chocolate and had a hand and Hornswoggle. And then apparently I knocked somebody up and she gave birth to fucking Hornswoggle.
She gave birth to a hand and Hornswoggle. All at the same time.
I mean, you know, you two do have the same beard.
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah, never mind. That's right. You share a beard with your twin, Daniel Bryan.
Wow.
Well, at least he's talented in wrestling.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, he got about as many moves as the Shield right now.
Plus one.
But this thing, Ghetto, you know, if you and Daniel Bryan like ever fucking team up, maybe, you know, like y'all could do like a fucking solid move and, you know, do like some twin magic and shit in the ring.
Well, that's, I don't know. How tall is Daniel Bryan?
How much does Daniel Bryan weigh?
Yeah, man, I think it would be a big difference.
I think so too.
You know.
And again, there'd be a big difference if me and Samoa Joe were trying to do fucking twin magic. Hey, didn't you get shorter?
Dude, nobody would even know the difference between that.
Pretty much.
Sure they would. Got fucking shorter, apparently.
Oh, come on, man. Freaking, it's like the Bella Twins now, man. They let that go, and they don't look the same at all.
Yeah, one has bigger boobs, one has a nicer ass.
Yeah, true.
You can tell them apart by that.
No, I actually think Nikki got the boobs and the ass.
That's possible.
Whoever the hell is with Damian Sandow, that's the one that got the fat ass and the tits. So it's Nikki, apparently. Or it could be the other way. I don't fucking know. It's the one that's with John Cena.
Yeah, that'd be Nikki. That's with John Cena. Breeze with Daniel Bryan.
Yep. So why do they call her Nikki or whatever, man? And, like, her real name's like Stephanie.
Her middle name's Nicole.
Okay, Nikki Bella's soccer.
I mean, you know, yeah, fucking Stephanie Nicole Garcia Nicola or Cole.
What about Ricola?
I do.
Stephanie Nicole Garcia Cole.
Ricola.
I was waiting for it.
That seems like me having to say
it. But they should definitely bring back Kai and Tai.
Kai and Tai Connection, or whatever the fuck it's called.
Bring them all back. Every single member of Kai and Tai.
Now, see, that was funny, man. Whenever, you know, when you scoop slam or something, and they all leg drop them and shit. No, what they really need is the flock back.
Well, yeah, that too. I think it's funny how fucking Kai had more fucking Japanese motherfuckers than anything else in the fucking wrestling world.
Yeah, even more than New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh, Chris, have you ever noticed? New Japan Wrestling also has mostly American as well.
Well, still, I think they would probably have more than three Japanese wrestlers there.
Kai didn't have three wrestlers.
Okay, they had Funaki and whoever the hell else they had.
There was actually ten wrestlers that were part of Kai and Tai.
Jeez, I don't remember three.
Exactly. You had. Dick Togo. Well, Dick Togo, I should say.
Dick the Go.
I know you're gay. Because you have Dick the Go.
All right, you got Dick the Go. Now what else you got?
Ben Tejo. Well, I should say Men Tejo.
Mateo?
No, Men Tejo.
Men's Tao Dick to Go. This isn't going too well.
You're 0-2.
Share you, whatever the fuck, Dick to Go.
Taka 0-3.
Taka.
Michinoku.
Yes. Sochi Funaki, Hanzo Nakajima, Yoshiro Tajiri.
Tajiri was part of that?
Yep.
The fuck?
Let's see. Grand Hamada. and Superboy.
And Superboy.
Superboy chicken.
Wow. How are you going to just have Superboy, man? Was that person American? Come on.
I know. And then, of course, you had Yamaguchi-san. But, you know, like, he was more of the manager.
The little Asian guy or whatever the fuck with the top hat or some shit.
Yeah, the baseball shit. Man, how about the fact that, I click on Superboy? It brings me to fucking Superboy, as in fucking DC Comics.
I can't figure that.
Jeez. But, so it's been about 10 clients die.
I had no idea.
Yeah, they stopped dicks ago.
It was mainly because of those names that nobody knows.
Nobody pays attention to them anymore.
Oh, wait, the best thing is, they're Japanese, but they came out the Mexican music.
What? Oh, because it's six ago.
Entre Dos Terras, which is by Heroes del Silencio.
Something, shut up.
Let's see if we can find it.
So now you gotta look up the theme song for it.
I don't even remember what the fuck it is.
Yeah, don't buy a bunch.
What was that?
I feel like that was Chris's version of that shit.
I think I remember it a little bit, but it sure as hell didn't sound like that.
Oh, I found it.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, I think he has the right one. This is it.
The fuck? The hell was that?
That was the theme.
That might have been the new time, giant time.
Well, that Sonaki was glad that his wrestling career ended up in being a commentator.
Yeah. He was the worst commentator ever.
But it was funny, still.
Mainly to the fact because we didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. We couldn't understand
exactly
what he was saying.
That's why it's awesome.
Kind of like we're getting now with, a goal.
Wait, there was a Kaientai DX?
You lost, dumbass. Kaientai DX was also Kaientai Deluxe.
Sato, Cherry Boy, and Shiro.
Yeah, Shiro, Ben Tigo, and Dick. Well, I mean, Ben. Tigo. and Dick Tigo.
Hey, It does not say. Oh, it does say Dicks Ago. Not till we came Dicks Ago. That's before you get angry with this.
Wait, shut up. Here's the best thing. You're going by Dick Tugo, Dick Modo, and Dick Stato.
He sure like Dick.
Apparently he does. I don't know why the hell he came in. Oh yeah, he was also a part of the BWO back in ECW for a while.
He was part of the Blue Meanie shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Maybe that's where the name Dictigo came out. Who came from?
Came out.
Dictigo came out. That sounds very fucking wrong.
Dictigo came out of BWO.
Dictigo came out of Mama to Go.
What? Did you just say?
Dick to go came out Mama to go. And then he came Dick to go.
What are you saying? Dick to go came out moments ago?
I don't know. I'm sorry, because I'm stupid. Because his name is, makes it easy to make jokes.
Yeah, I could have sworn, you know, he was saying fucking Dick to go came out of him moments ago.
What the fuck?
I did not say that.
Jeez.
Dick to go appeared in Dragon Gate. It's funny just reading these statements. To take on the team of Seema, BXB, Hulk, and Matt Sydal.
Did they all order Dick to go?
Because he was teamed up with Ben Steele.
This is just really awkward.
Really is.
It'd be awesome to get these guys for an interview. So why did you choose to have the wrestling name Dick to go?
First you realize if you get him, what is a good chance we're not going to know what the fuck he's saying, so he's Japanese, right?
It'd still be funny as fuck, though.
Ganichiwa.
Dick to go.
Ganichiwa, Dick to go.
Ganichiwa, Dick to go.
That's all I know how to say.
It would just be a fucked up interview. It would be funny as hell.
But, so Dick to go came out of ECW, WWF, and Ring of Honor.
That dick gets around.
Yeah. Especially with Taka and Funaki.
Oh, Dick to go. It's out of your
words.
You should find Dick to go on WWE 13.
I am going to look at that character exists. If it does, that would just be fucked up. I was reading all his ring names. Ninja Warrior, Rushi Togo, Dick Sato, Dick Moto.
Dick Sato? Dick Sato,
Prince
Dick Togo.
El Tigre de Tokyo, Francesco Togo.
What the fuck?
Francesco Togo. Sato, Kintaro Inferno. John
Taro Inferno.
Dick to go. This guy has some weird ass names.
Man, the first name was the only, you know, decent one. He should have just stuck with it.
Pretty much.
Or expanded it to Dick to go Inferno.
That would mean he got, like, you know, fucking, what is that? Gonorrhea or some shit.
The funny thing is, I'm reading his Facebook page. It says, this professional wrestler, better known by his ring name, Dixico.
Wait, he has a Facebook page?
No. It says, Shigeki Sato is a Japanese retired professional wrestler, better known by his ring name, Dixico. I think he probably wishes his better known name was something like Prince Togo or something like that. Something just different than Dixico.
Chris loves Dixico.
Well,
I'm looking at all the titles he won, apparently. 100%
you work in the meat department, man, so you can ask people when they ask you for meat, you'd be like, would you like Dick to go?
You could totally ask that. If I get punched in the fucking throat, that'd be funny as hell.
Man, I'd be fired on the spot.
It would be funny as fuck, too.
They'd be like, what did you just say to me?
You want Dick
to go?
You want
Dick to go.
I just wonder if anyone in Japan is like, oh, look, it's Dick to go.
You wonder what?
That was fucked up.
Yeah, you fucked up, Chris.
I've always been fucked up, but anyway, just saying, somebody in Japan, like, oh, look, it's Dick to go.
You know, people in Japan are going to find that funny.
They're not going to find it funny.
Unlike us Americans.
Pretty much.
This is the fact they probably say it all in Japanese.
Are we not speaking Japanese?
I guess not.
I don't think we are, but okay.
Dick to go. Is that not Japanese?
Probably not.
Well, what the fuck?
Look, look, I found Gil G's favorite thing.
What is that, the right to censor?
You get up to the Fandango.
Man, at first I thought you were playing the right to censor. It was all loud and
nope. That would be the shield.
Man, they
the shield takes to go.
They had a video of the people leaving the arena and they were all Fandangoing down the escalator.
I just pay thinking when I go to Money in the Bank, just for the fuck of it.
You should. Get the crowd started, man. Get that wave going like they always do.
I don't really know how it would work because I'm in the skybox, but I'll try it.
Yeah, get the people in the box through the fucking Fandango.
From the skybox.
Have the whole fucking box through.
You know, for a minute there, I thought it's one Chris was going to say that, you know, he doesn't know how to do the wave.
That's what I thought he was going to say, too.
Actually, I know how to do the fucking wave. I'm not stupid.
Well, and if you don't know, you could have just, you know, watched Raw those few weeks where they were all doing it. Woo!
Yes, the Fandango's music.
Woo! Trying to find a good fucking theme to download.
Oh, I guess you're looking at Dixico's theme song.
I think fucking Stephen Bannon needs to go back to that theme.
The fuck was that, Trina?
Probably. Not that we know any worth.
Not that we know.
Okay, I just saw something. I looked up Dixigo on YouTube. Chris Hero versus Dixigo ladder match. IWA.
Wait. Chris, did you see you looked up Dick to Go on YouTube?
Chris Hero versus Dick to Go. Ladder match for the IWA East Coast.
Wait. So now Chris is saying that he was in the ladder match with Dick to Go.
But did you really type in Dick to Go?
I typed in Dick to Go theme song. I can't find it. I want to see what his fucking theme song was.
Wait, so Chris, you can't find Dick to Go?
His theme song, I cannot.
You know, he's having one of those lonely nights and he can't find any Dick to Go.
Yeah, he can't even go to YouTube, so you look up Dick to Go.
Oh, shit. exactly what would you do if we told Mandy that you wanted Dick to Go?
Oh, well, yeah, what a matter. Really
he would simply tell her that he wants her dick to go.
Away.
Yes, away. Because we all know she wears the pants in the relationship.
You're not even in a relationship with her, so it doesn't matter.
I didn't say that kind of relationship.
The fly match must have been really good because it only lasted 3 minutes.
I guess you could say it was over prematurely.
Oh, Dick to Go. Can't wrestle, so the ladder match only lasts 3 minutes. And here's a post on Chris Hero's YouTube channel. I'm pretty sure he won.
Was that Kid Rock?
Alright, I think I have it going with all these fucking dirty things. Look if I'm bought for TNA.
Why would you want to find things from TNA?
I don't know why not. Dead man's hand, but we were. At least now we know why Ace and Ace was out with, no fucking words to the fucking shit. It's horrible.
There's actually words to that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Aaron Terrell, blah, blah, blah. And the fucking shit that, Rick Hogan comes out to.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. Once I find it, I'll let you know.
Oh, holy shit. This guy Dixon is actually a fast wrestler.
Wait, so...
You're saying you like Dick to Go fast?
No, I'm saying he's actually a pretty fast wrestler. He just did like a spinning maneuver and kicked the guy on the ladder, which is pretty damn dope.
Wait. So did the girl, kick you off the ladder?
He kicked Chris Hero off a ladder.
Is he taking advantage of you?
Now he got all quiet.
He has to concentrate.
I'm just probably going to watch Chris Hero versus CM Punk Table Ladder Chair match that was 54 minutes long. No.
Oh, great. Here we go back with CM Punk again.
Hey, is either Big to Go or CM Punk?
he wants Dick to go and CM Punk.
One match.
He just agrees with me.
I just don't give a fuck.
I make.
I need to watch Dick to Go and Sato versus Hip Hop Men in 100% Lucha.
What the fuck is that?
Dance wrestling, I guess.
Dance wrestling?
What the fuck is dance wrestling?
It's Lucha Libre, then.
Is that like what Brodus Clay does?
Okay, this just looks weird.
Oh.
Havoc should watch this fans wrestling. That's some hot bitches in
it. I should not. I should.
Hot bitches with yo-yos.
Hot bitches with yo-yos?
Apparently.
So in other words, you're fucking stereos then, now, straight?
So why
well,
do
I don't really think these bitches are fat, so...
Who the hell said they would be fat?
Well, I talked about his ex.
Hey, whatever happened to that crazy ass girl that you dated for 24 hours?
I don't know.
So I guess that was a good relationship because it lasted 24 hours.
You remember, she was here.
She died.
You think I'd call that again? There's going to be somebody who calls in during the show.
She was the friend that was called in for reinforcements for whenever that, you know, that annoying girl was here. and then she turned on her.
Yeah.
Okay, what the fuck is up with the question marks in the Spanish wrestling?
Because nobody knows what they're saying.
Yeah.
Now they choose the wrestlers randomly. What the fuck is this shit?
I don't know, you're watching it, motherfucker.
Yeah, you're watching it.
Not
so I guess they choose the wrestlers randomly and they team up.
Oh, have fun with that.
I just heard the Spanish announcer say, Dicto Go!
Question mark.
Question mark.
And after the show ends, Havoc's going to be looking at every Dick to Go match on YouTube.
No.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised wrestling matches came up.
I'm happy with only wrestling matches that came up.
Hey, well, you know, it blocked them out.
Huh?
Yeah. And I can find Mickey James and Velvet Sky and all them motherfuckers, but I can't find fucking Brooke Hogan's name. Anywhere.
It's because nobody wants it.
I want it.
Why?
Just because of the normal fact that I haven't seen it as funny yet, does it?
Just because of the normal fact that he wants Dick to go. Just understand the ghetto. He's into that shit, which is as weird as fuck to us.
Listen to here, Chris. I'm not the one who looked it up on YouTube.
I guess he got you there.
Well, at least I'm watching Spanish wrestling, which I can actually understand. And I'm not saying like cuckoo or whatever the fuck you say.
I have no idea what the hell you just said just now.
I said at least I can understand half or 75% of the words in the Spanish wrestling, and I don't say like cuckoo like you say when you're trying to say eight.
He said Spanish. Yada yada yada, nigga. It's just talk.
He said, ooh, look, a butterfly.
No, I did not say that.